You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Heartland Theater in Normal presents the annual 10-Minute Play Festival. That's opening June 7th and running through the 30th at the theater at 1 Normal Plaza. Gail Dobbins is the managing director for Heartland. She says the theme for this year's festival is magic. Artistic director Reese Lovell says that theme can be interpreted any number of ways.
I think we only have one play this year that interpreted the theme of the winning plays, that is, that interpreted the theme literally. The others, it's more sort of in the supernatural realm, you know. But there are, it's a nice mix of comedy and drama. Usually the 10-minute plays skew more in the direction of comedies anyway because of the format. You know, with a 10-minute play, it's difficult. They're hard to write. I don't think a lot of people realize how hard it is.
Well, tell me, what are some of those challenges to write a 10-minute play?
You don't have time for a lot of lengthy exposition. You've got to hit the ground running. You've got to flesh those characters out really fast, make them three-dimensional while also telling a story, folding in a plot really fast. You know, because those things are over, you blink and they're done.
Have you guys, either of you guys, tried to write a 10-minute play before yourselves?
There's a funny story with that. Yeah, several years ago when the theme was the attic plays.
Did you submit one?
I did, and it was accepted, but it exceeded the time limit. And I remember Mike Dobbins saying to me, "You got a lot of words here, a lot of words." And I said, "Well, it's intended to play at a breakneck speed." I even had written that in the stage direction. Must be played at a breakneck speed.
Because you were trying to get away with it, weren't you?
Exactly, yeah. And luckily, this was in the earlier.
We weren't as strict with the 10 minutes as we are now because we get so many plays. Tell them how many plays we got.
364, which is only too shy of the most we've ever received.
That is amazing. So it seems like you guys, Heartland Theater, has a great reputation with playwrights. People want to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
I mean, we do. And we know it through playwriting groups on the internet. And then when we talk to them when they've won or if they're coming, they come from all over the country on their own dime to see their play realized. And it's fully staged, so it's a big deal.
I think certainly within the state of Illinois, we're highly regarded. You stop to consider that we get submissions from all around the country. This year, we're producing 4 from the state of California, 1 from Texas, 1 from New York, I believe.
Somebody from North Carolina, too, I think.
North Carolina, Iowa.
And in the past, we've also gotten submissions from the UK.
It can be from anywhere in the world as long as it's in English and it's 10 minutes.
So when you read all these 300-some plays, do you have like a table read and somebody's there with a stopwatch to make sure that they make the grade there?
You would need a team of people to do that, working night and day. We have 2 levels of readers. Todd Weinbrenner chairs the committee, does a great job. His whole committee works. They spend a lot of time reading, as you might imagine. But they narrow it down to about 30, 35 plays. And then they send it on to a second level of readers. And that, which includes me, we narrow it down even further and then ultimately pick the 8 winning plays. So it's a long process, but as Gail pointed out, the guidelines have become stricter. You may not exceed the 10 minutes, no more than 4 characters. It has to adhere to the theme. So very quickly, you know, if you pick up a play and see that it's 20, 30 pages, figuring a minute and a half per page, you can set it aside and go on to the next one.
And you'd be surprised how many are not in the theme. That disqualifies them immediately.
So you have a nice handful of 10-minute plays, including one that's called Waiting for Macbeth with your magic theme.
I will tell you that the characters in it are the Weird Sisters.
Yay.
It's sort of a modern update. It's funny.
I also like the one that's got a bit of magic in it, and I don't want to give anything away, but it's got the magician and it's got
The card tricks.
Yes.
Oh, so you had to hire an actor who knows how to do card tricks.
Well, it's Todd.
Oh, it's Todd. Okay.
So the conceit is, I don't think it's giving too much away. This gentleman who passes his evenings at this all-night diner. His name is Joe, and as people come in, he sort of figures out whether they're telling their truth or not by pulling cards from a deck. And if it's a black card, they're telling the truth. If it's a red card, they're lying. And this young woman down on her luck, an aspiring actress, comes in, and the rest, you'll have to see.
Well, you also have something new at Heartland Theater, Gail. It's called Assistive Listening System, and it's debuting with the 10-Minute Play Festival. Tell me about that.
Yes, it is. It's a lot more complicated than you think. There's a newer hearing aid called the T-Coil. It has a switch that you flip, and you have an app on your phone, and it's just going to let you talk to our microphones and receivers. It's going to bring the sound through that. Then there's just the regular old-fashioned hearing aid where there's a loop that they wear, and this earpiece fits over their hearing aid. And then there are people who just can't hear well. They have nothing. You have to identify which they are when they come in and kind of get them set up. They hold a little receiver or it can hang around their neck. There's three very sensitive microphones on stage that have a radio frequency that are programmed to pick up voices over other sounds, which I think is amazing.
It is.
So if they're shuffling or slamming doors or moving furniture and talking, it will pick up the voice.
They've got an incredible range, too, that the guy who set up the system said, be careful if you go down the hallway to use the restroom. You may still be able to hear. Well, they can hear what's happening on stage. Thankfully, we can't hear what's going on in the bathroom.
And the reason for that is that they're used to equipping huge churches and huge theaters. Heartland is small.
Yes.
So, yeah, we cover more space than the theater itself.
Did you guys need to get special grants in order to pay for this?
Yes, I want to talk about that. Illinois Prairie Community Foundation has a MRSA Arts and Culture Grant. We applied for it in 2017, and it was the largest grant that we've ever received, perhaps the largest that they have given, and it was $4,500. Doing the research on the technology, that was what it was going to cost. But when I interviewed vendors to install this equipment called Listen Technologies that they use in theaters, we don't have a microphone system set up in our theater. We never use microphones. So there was another cost on top of that to get the microphones, the mixer that the sound goes into and comes back out of. We didn't already have that. So I handpicked about 35 patrons who have been talking to me for years about, I can't come to the plays anymore because I can't hear them. How frustrating. So I wrote to them and I raised another $4,500 plus, and we were able to pay for the system. I'm thrilled. It's kind of a donation thing and a grant thing hooked together. And I have money left over. If this goes over well, I have 12 receivers. If there's a need for more than 12, we'll buy another set. We have wanted this a long time. We have not been ADA compliant. We are now.
Yeah, and I think our patrons especially are thrilled. Gail's right. Sadly, we have lost some people simply because they cannot hear. They're great supporters of the theater, continue to be supporters, but you know they've said to us, there's no point in coming. Even if they sit in the front row, yeah, they can't hear.
It was trying for them, but it's fairly normal. I heard on NPR, actually, the other day that 50% of America has some sort of hearing loss. So we're at the beginning of this. This is going to get bigger and bigger, where more and more people need help.
But the doors are open to let in more people now that you have this technology.
Yes, and I'm hoping people who have stayed away will come.
That's Reese Lovell and Gail Dobbins from Heartland Theater. The 10-Minute Play Festival kicks off June 7th and runs through the 30th at the theater at One Normal Plaza. I'm Laura Kennedy.